This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida station, as well as out of my Moss Family Automotive Studio, the great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And let's not forget, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, also our hospital and ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And let's not forget a special shout-out, especially to the Brothers of the Badge, whether you're in law enforcement or an EMS or a firefighter. They've had a really rough couple of weeks with people dying, people getting injured, firefighters getting injured in multi-alarm fires, and the FBI officers down in Sunrise, Florida. And our thoughts and prayers go out to everybody, because we are all one when it comes to that. One gets hurt, we all get hurt. All right, now, to the people working on the Third Watch tonight, we want to thank everybody for keeping America moving along. And you can also follow us on Facebook at the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're on MeWe, the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, well, joining us right now on the telephone line, we have the man, the myth, the legend, the abominable snowman in the snow state of Michigan, Ron Edwards. Okay. We have a wild crowd here, and I'll tell you why we have a wild crowd. Did you hear what happened yesterday down here with the Kansas City Chiefs football team?
No, I didn't.
The barber, who was right in the middle of giving haircuts to members of the football team, tested positive for coronavirus.
Oh, man.
I hope to hell that doesn't mean anything significant for those guys.
Oh, God.
Good Lord. Good Lord. Yeah, they have a traveling barber that goes with them. A lot of pro teams do that, and goodness sakes. But anyway, that happened yesterday. All right, let's say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, all that being said, we got to start with all this nonsense that's transpired in the last 12 hours or so out of Washington, D.C., starting with Liz Cheney. Now, she got to keep her leadership position after a really bitter knockdown, drag them out, debate, if you will, amongst the caucus. So she's still the leader in the clubhouse, the number three person in the chain of command, if you will, in the Republican Party in Washington, D.C. Now, I'm not surprised, but I am surprised of just one thing, and that is that somebody didn't run against her.
Yeah, and I was disappointed that she's still in her position, to be honest with you. I was hoping that she could have been moved out of that leadership position, but it is what it is, and the Republicans will continue to limp along as they do instead of a cleaning house in this case, which should have been done, in my opinion. I don't think she was it was too cool for her to vote with Democrats, along with, I think it was nine others, other Republicans who joined the Democrats against Trump to impeach Trump and all of that. But, Jesus.
You did what they had
to
do.
Party, yeah. The Republican Party has to go back in the more conservative, patriotic position. If not, they're going to be hung out to dry in 22. I really believe that.
Well, we'll know soon, but we're doing fine down here in Florida. Thank you very much. Now, Marjorie Taylor Greene, that vote comes today, and it's to remove her from her committee assignments. But there's also a rumor out there, strictly a rumor. We don't know what they're going to do it. There's also a rumor out there that they may try to censure her, which would make her totally ineffective.
I don't think... whether you agree with things that she had said recently or not, I think if they do censor her and if they continue going after her the way they do, it just represents, in my opinion, a huge double standard. Here again, another example of the Republicans' failure to do what they need to do, to stand by their people. Look at what the things that Omar has said. AOC has said, Maxine Waters, horrible things. And yet, yeah, they got complained about a little bit, but that's about it.
Well, Omar said something yesterday, okay, that should have gotten her certainly a censure, if nothing else. But the squad member, Ilhan Omar, says that the effort to remove her from her committee assignments are rooted in racism and anti-Muslim bigotry. Once she said the anti-Muslim stuff, that was it. They weren't going to touch it with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah, there you go. And so it's just a double standard. And to me, the Republicans always fall into that trap. They'll eat their own or allow their own to be tackled, taken down or whatever, but they don't stand up and go after people like an Omar or others who have said some very horrible things and have even taken, in some cases, some pretty tough actions against our own country.
Yeah.
It blows my mind that Omar is still in office, to be honest with you.
Yeah, by the way, we're hearing from Thailand here, and we've got to take a break, so we'll be right back with Ron Edwards and his Edwards Notebook. But our buddy Steve in Thailand is saying maybe KC will only have their long-haired players on the field for the Super Bowl, i.e. those who did or didn't, or those who don't or didn't use the team barber. There you go. Steve, way to go there. Great thinking on your part. All right, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I'll be back with Ron Edwards.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Whenever those on the political left say they support equal opportunities or equal rights, do not believe them. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. Recently, White House occupier Joe Biden issued an executive order that allows anyone born male to participate on women's sports teams and to compete against women athletes for any reason they drum up. Biden's ill-conceived executive order is a premier example of the unrelenting hypocrisy that is such a major part of how the leftists live and want to force upon all of society. It is the left who demands fairness, especially for women, or they used to until other special interest groups became more important in the mission of leftists to further balkanize our society. Those born male who are too weak or not skilled enough to compete in male athletics should not be allowed to impede the ability of authentic female athletes to win competitions and awards. Men and women are different in ways that matter in athletics. Thus, it's only right to have women's only teams in competition and male only teams in competition. Even you leftists should be able to figure that out. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
All righty, and that is Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And let me tell you, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MBX Sports Utility has got a complete refresh that has made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and starts out with 345 horsepower, plus some amazing creature comforts too, like the quilted leather seats and front seat massagers. Boy, does that feel fantastic. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best, and your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. And they honor those who have served in our country, those with the You Serve, You Save program. program, active military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They're located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Moss Nissan. Find out more about them online by going to Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That's going to save you another bunch of money. So Ron Edwards is going to drive right on down here and take a test drive in that big RDX, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Because you want to get out of the snow that I was looking at earlier.
I just want to get out of this particular state. Snow or no snow.
What's going on, by the way, with Whitmer? We talked about her on Tuesday.
What's going on with her? What's the latest thing? The latest thing, yesterday, she's patting herself on the back because she's finally giving Michiganders permission to go out to eat at a restaurant.
Wow. But can they have the television? Can they have the television turned on?
Wait a minute. Not until after 6 p.m., I think.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, because California, they told everybody that they can go back to the restaurants, but no televisions. They don't want people hanging around.
And 25%. I mean, what good is that? Seriously. You've got to have at least 50% capacity to have a chance at breaking even, let alone making any money. But 25%, that's nothing but a tease.
Yeah.
Dictatorships.
Okay, let's talk about Congress and President 46, Mr. Biden. They're wrangling over legislation that would send $1,400 in a stimulus check to Americans in another round. Now, we do know that in a poll that was just done, the majority of the voters, 59%, say a new round of stimulus checks is necessary to help the country recover from the COVID-19 pandemic. And then last night, the House voted 220 to 210 to pass their version and send it over to the Senate of the stimulus, and Joe Biden was hoping to have that in his hands by Friday so he could sign and get things underway. Don't know if that's going to happen or not, because the Senate is going to get it over there and try to change things a little bit. I know the Republicans are going to try to get it down to $1,000, but they just don't have the votes.
But the Republicans should be thinking about shrinking, and in the stimulus bill is cutting out the money that's earmarked to go to foreign lands. And number two, if they won't want to really help out the U.S. economy, they've got to open it up and stop these doggone lockdowns, and in particular, especially in those major states like New York and California. And I understand that they're supposed to be opening things up, but it's only marginally. You've got to open up the U.S. economy. And, oh, by the way, Captain, if the president wants to, open up the economy, he needs to reverse his own actions, because what he has done is guaranteed to shut down the economy in another way. With his regulations, he's reversed all of the great actions that President Trump took, with the regulations, with the taxes. He wants to raise the corporate tax, for example, to 28%. What is that going to do?
Mm-hmm.
You're right. It's going to chase jobs out of here.
You're right. Now, something else yesterday, it turns out now that AOC told a huge lie. She wasn't even in the Capitol building where all the action was going down when she said she had a near-death experience by the people that were in the office trying to get to her, and she ran into the closet and wound up in the bathroom and all that stuff. She was in the Cannon building, which is nearby, but a different building altogether. And, of course, many didn't get the logistics when she said all this and just assumed she was in the Capitol building, so hence the lie that now has been exposed. And you're not supposed to be, that, by the way, that's an ethics charge. You're not supposed to lie when you're a member of Congress, but I guess that seems to be a prerequisite now or something.
I'm going to say, wait a minute, you line them all up then, if it's about lying. It's just another in a series of lies that you hear coming out of Congress. She happens to be a premier liar. Like you said, she wasn't even in that building. And for her to come out like that, because it's all in this ideological struggle. If you have to lie like this, just over and over again, it's not the first lie that the woman has told, by the way. If you've got to lie like this, and most of the Democrats do on this issue or that issue, that means your ideas are crummy in the first place. And voters need to take a real, or second, third, fourth, fifth, tenth better look at who they are voting for. And, you know, Ayotte needs to be thrown out on a keister. I mean, this woman is, what is she there for? I mean, she's done no good for her constituency, for her people. And, what do you say? I mean,
I know.
She's just representative of a dishonest Congress.
Yeah.
She's not the only one, by the way.
Oh, I know. Now, there's a decision.
Horrible.
There's a decision by the U.S. military that was made by Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin to hold a stand down. Now, it's going to be sometime in the next 60 days where they're going to try to underscore and weed out the racists and extremists in the military. And they're also going to reprogram some of the training and whatnot. They're going to just stop their mission right in the middle of it, whatever it happens to be, the different units, and do what they're going to do. I heard that, and I just went, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, it's another one. That's another one that it's enough to gag a maggot. Last time I checked, Captain, an army or a military is to kill people and break things, to protect this country from enemies, both foreign and domestic.
And those people develop attitudes because of it. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. I am very concerned about their interpretation of racism and their other descriptions of what people say. Now, if you come out as a patriot, if you come out as a Christian, someone of that nature, you're going to be considered a racist or a bigot, and you're going to catch hell, not only in the military, but it's permeating throughout society. In many corporations, they have that same thing. They want to reprogram people to accept everything but a patriot or a Christian. And this is quite evil, and it's going to be very problematic for our military, because the majority of military personnel, by the way, are patriotic and they are conservative.
Very true. Now, what would you say if I told you that you could invest money in a windmill off Cape Cod? Would you be interested in that? Because you remember the windmills at one time they were going to put out there, and they said, oh, no, it's going to block our seed. We don't want to see those things out there. Well, now,
Kennedy family, yep.
Yeah, now Biden, okay, is permitting the project with the offshore windmills out there in various parts of the Atlantic and the Pacific, just right offshore.
How best to harm the United States without firing a shot? Get us involved heavily into windmills and other so-called green technologies, which are very inefficient and very harmful, in my opinion. So,
all right, got to run. We'll talk to you on Tuesday.
Absolutely.
All right, Ron Edwards, everybody, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you'll hear another Edwards Notebook on the weekend show. So don't go anywhere. We will be coming right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States has urged the Indian government to resolve its differences with the farmers over agricultural laws through dialogue, saying that peaceful protests and unhindered access to the Internet are a hallmark of any thriving democracy. Tens of thousands of farmers have been protesting on the outskirts of the Indian capital to demand they repeal laws they say will leave them poor and at the mercy of corporations. The Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell claimed Democrats are blocking President Biden from making a deal with Republicans on a coronavirus relief.
The new president talks a lot about unity, but his White House staff and congressional leadership are working with a different playbook.
On Wednesday, the Republican from Kentucky slammed Democrats for their push towards budget reconciliation. House Republicans on Wednesday voted to keep Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney in her House leadership role after her fallout with President Trump. USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, indeedy. And that's our pal Donna Fiducia up there in Carrollton, Georgia. And we appreciate her doing that very much for us. By the way, before I get to telling you who brings this segment together, Al is telling me over there where he's at in central Nebraska, he said the trek home was treacherous, closest thing to a blizzard we've had so far this winter. Now, if you're traveling along Nebraska east to Chicago, you've got some real bad winter driving conditions, and especially over in Iowa, across central Iowa, blizzard conditions, as well as going north out of Des Moines up to I-35 up to the Minnesota line, you're going to have near whiteout visibility all the way there. So please be careful. All right, now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Farrah & Farrah. Keep in mind, Farrah & Farrah legal office, it's got offices in not only Florida, but Georgia. And here's more about them right now. The injury law experts at Farrah & Farrah measure their success by only one thing, your success. Since opening its doors in 1979, Farrah & Farrah has won over $1 billion for its clients with offices in Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton. Their legal team has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans. Team Farrah won't let the insurance company push you around and is dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect they deserve. So whether you've been injured in a car crash, truck accident, slip or fall, or on the job, you can trust that Farrah & Farrah will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation you deserve. Visit FarrahAndFarrah.com. Alrighty, and don't forget, Farrah and Farrah, you spell the name F-A-R-A-H, F-A-R-A-H, Farrah and Farrah, FarrahAndFarrah.com. They've got a 24/7 phone number where you can get a hold of somebody right now to discuss your case. That number is 877-245-6707. Again, that number is 877-245-6707, FarrahAndFarrah.com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. They'll be able to help you. They just helped out a friend of mine, Major Mac, with a problem that he had, and he's looking forward to having that. All right, or having them represent him with his situation. All right, I am going to go to the weather simply because we've got some really, really bad weather conditions today. Now, first of all, I'm going to start up in the northern part of the U.S. and run all the way across to the Great Lakes. Washington State, you've got snow in the higher elevations east of Seattle. Snoqualmie, you're coming out of Seattle, going up over Snoqualmie to go east on 90. You're going to have snow all the way over the top and up in the higher elevations. South of Coeur d'Alene in Idaho, you've got snow there tonight on the mountaintops. And east of Spokane, so be advised of that. Then over in Montana, you've got quite a bit of snow there. It's winter driving conditions, certainly. I-15 on down into Utah. You're going to have winter driving conditions there. Really bitter cold conditions in the northeastern part of Montana and the northwestern part of South Dakota, with some freezing drizzle off to the side of that. There's below zero temperatures there in a lot of those areas. Be advised, get the fuel right before you get up in that area. You don't want to get caught. Now let me drift on down to Wyoming. Wyoming, northwestern Wyoming, snow. Northeastern Wyoming, snow. I-80, coming up out of Laramie, going over to Cheyenne, snow over the top. Winter storm warning up on top of what we call Monument Hill, where the Lincoln Monument is up there. Going down I-25, down into Denver and beyond, to the west of Denver, up in the higher elevations, you've got snow. A winter storm advisory west of Denver on 70 towards Vail. Further down into Colorado, as you get down, 287 going down into, Oklahoma, down into Guymon. You've got snow all the way down through there, so be advised of that on the two lane. And then, down in the northern part of, New Mexico tonight, you've got some snow in the higher elevations. A lot of wind whipping around. A lot of wind right now. Kansas, a lot of wind there. A lot of wind in Oklahoma tonight. A lot of wind along the Georgia, Louisiana, Arkansas line there as well. And the snow starts in the central part of Nebraska. It's pretty much from South Dakota all the way down to Kansas. And it's snowing pretty good. As Al said, it was closest thing to a blizzard they've had yet in the central part of Nebraska. But as you get over into Iowa, all of Iowa is inundated tonight in snow. In the Des Moines area, you have a blizzard warning there. Now, the blizzard warning has now come down into Des Moines, a little bit south of Des Moines, and it's all the way north up to the Minnesota line. So be advised of that on I-35 and I-80 through that area. Then you've got a winter storm warning all the way over to Illinois, Quad Cities. That winter storm warning continues across I-80, about halfway across Iowa. It's also up into the southwestern corner of Wisconsin tonight. You have a winter storm warning up in Green Bay and halfway across the northern part of Wisconsin, as well as the upper peninsula of Michigan. Winter storm warning, snow all across Wisconsin tonight, snow into Chicago. Coming out of Chicago east on I-90 and 94, snow all the way now to Detroit, Michigan, all the way up again to Lake Superior, Lake Huron. The snow is moving to the east. It's already over towards Toledo. So that'll continue to move to the east. You've got winds in a lot of Indiana, but snow is moving along with it. And the lake effect machine has started to kick in up there, Lake Ontario and Lake Erie. Now, Buffalo South, down towards Dundee, you've got the lake effect machine there along I-90, and it goes inland about 25, 30 miles. Up now in Oswego County, up around Pulaski, all the way to the St. Lawrence Seaway, you have snow. It is lake effect snow. It goes all the way across the Tug Hill Plateau again. You certainly have seen plenty of snow there. You're going to see more. Then we've got snow down below on the West Virginia-Virginia line. That would be I-81 coming up through there. So be advised of that. And as far as cold temperatures, well, come to Florida. Because Georgia, southern Georgia, you're going to have a hard freeze warning. Valdosta, try to stay warm tonight. Brunswick, same for you. That hard freeze warning is going to come down just north of the I-4 corridor. Tampa Bay, in our area, North Tampa Bay, North Pinellas County, you've got some temperatures that'll be down close to freezing, but those certainly a frost advisory south of there. Get this, on the west coast all the way to Naples, and on the east coast all the way down to West Palm Beach, a frost advisory right now. The only warm area in Florida right now, really warm, is the southeastern corner down there, Miami, down into the Keys. That's it. Other than that, it's a cold night in the deep south. And I haven't even mentioned the panhandle, which you don't want to know. And there's some really cold. And you guys up in Georgia, bundle up. I don't need to tell you. You know about it. But anyway, that's the weather we've got. And I'm telling you, it's welcome to the winter wonderland. That's all I can tell you. Now, if you haven't paid attention, the vote on Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene will come today, probably later this afternoon. The purpose of that vote is to remove her from her committee assignments. The Democrats are doing that, not the Republicans. And they probably have enough votes to do that. And the next move, if they have any problems trying to do that, is to censure her. Then she would merely be a congresswoman in name only for the next couple of years to fill out her term, and then it would be up to the voters in her home state as to whether or not they would want to keep her there in office or not. We'll see. Remember, she came out of a primary. We have to wear... Oh, ha, ha, ha! Thank you, Christine. Christine down in Sarasota is saying, we have to wear socks. Yes, you do. You have to wear socks today. No bare feet walking around today, I'll tell you. And by the way, I got a friend that yesterday said he was putting the electric socks on. So there you go, Christine. Think about that one. And that's funny. That's funny. By the way, how are things in Alabama for your daughter there, kiddo? And she said, you cracked me up last week when you said 6 to 8 feet of snow. That's true. It's in upstate New York. Yep, that's the Tug Hill Plateau. And by the way, Christine, it's snowing there again today. They're getting a lake effect snow machine again going up there. They're not talking about the number of inches or feet of snow, but when the lake effect machine starts, it takes a few hours to see what's going to happen, and that's exactly what's going on there right now. Okay, I hear the music coming up in my ear, so we're going to let it play through, and I will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. We do have some things to discuss here. I'm going to get up on my soapbox, and we'll see what that does for the world. How's that? Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch in this final segment of the program brought to you by my friends down there in Sarasota. Now, I'll be in Bradenton today. I'll tell you all about that in a minute. But in Sarasota, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, I'm telling you, they're the very best of what they do. Located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Now, all of their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too, which is a big deal. Now, unlike the big box stores, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. And as I said, they are the very best at what they do. They can do things that I didn't think people could do when it comes to blinds and shades. I thought that you had to just absolutely get rid of everything and throw things out again and start over again. But they can make a lot of repairs that other people can't. Now, stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number to call to set up an appointment is 941-922-2345. And remember, all you got to do is stop by the store, too. Tell them the captain sent you or give them a call, 941-922-2345. Great people, Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota. And I wholeheartedly recommend them. And good morning there, George. Your godfather's in there. He's saying Raggedy Ann, meaning Pisaki, was making fun at Space Force. She's really in form. I think she's getting dizzy with all the circle back that she does. Yeah, it could be. But, George, she's dropped the circle back stuff. She's not saying it anymore. Now, folks, I've been on the radio for 21 years, and during that length of time, all the time, I've been talking about politics, that all politics are local.
that you have to think nationally and act locally. Well, wouldn't you know, finally, out of the clear blue sky, some of these big-time shows are picking that up and saying, hey, you know, you got to think nationally but act locally and all that stuff. Well, geez, I wonder where they got that, because there was nobody else doing that but yours truly here on the radio. And as we gather in groups that are already formed, are ones we start with a specific goal to learn how to play politics, and that's what it is. Politics, you consider, is a game. It's a big-time, high-stakes game. The larger the group, the more the power. Because we, the people, have immense power, and that power is magnified many times over when you use it at the local and state level. Now, again, you've heard me say this. If you're a veteran and you call somebody up, it's a politician, say, I belong to the American Legion, I belong to the VFW or whatever, and right away they're going, American Legion, 1.5 million, VFW, 1.5. They start doing numbers in their head. They go, uh-oh, I better listen to this guy, or I better be nice to this person or whatever. Honest to God, they do it. I've been in the offices and I've seen it. I've seen it. I've seen them do it. If you're a firefighter, police officer, retired, active security officer, maybe you work for the government, DOD, again, an alarm bell goes off in their mind. I wonder how many of this, and oh, gee, 200,000. They do all of that stuff, and then they make a note of it past your name when they get the information from you. And then there's the Tea Party groups. And a lot of people are going, where's the Tea Party? Where have they been? What have they been doing? They never left, most of them. They learned how to play politics. What they did was they started calling up the representatives, going to see them, not only here in their local offices, but let's say the state people up in Tallahassee or the county people. Maybe they went to the county seat when they were in session for county legislature, whether it be Hillsborough, Manatee, Sarasota, Pinellas, Pasco, whatever. But you get my drift. But they went there en masse to get involved with the meetings. In other words, they were playing politics. A lot of other people have sat there and go, well, we're going to take flags and stand on the corner and wave the flags, and here we are. Takes more than that. Takes more than that. You got to let your political people know who you are, the groups that you belong to, and watch and see what happens. Watch and see what happens. You'll be amazed. You'll be amazed. And the other thing is, don't shout, don't scream, don't use profanity, don't act like a jackass or a jerk. Always try to keep yourself as professional as possible. And when you go to talk to somebody, even though it might seem a little authentic to you if you wore your bib overalls and hadn't shaved in 6 days and smelled like you came out of the barn, that might be the way you might think. No, put on a clean pair of pants and a clean shirt and shave yourself so that you smell a little bit like something, because they might want to talk to you a little bit more often than not. Because I've seen some people do the other thing too, thinking that that was a cool thing to do, and it's not. It really isn't. And you can exercise your First Amendment rights. And it works. It works. I've done it for 21 years on the radio. I've done it. I show up at different places. I start talking to them and get their attention. I'm always very polite with them. I've talked here we go again. When President George W. Bush came to Sarasota, at the airport for a rally to support Vern Buchanan in 2006. I was there. I was broadcasting live from that facility. And the pool reporters, they had to pick someone to be with the president to ask the questions for the pool and get the president's answers. Well, they gave me the honor of doing it that day. I was able to do that. It was the first time I'd ever talked to anything other than a governor. And what a tremendous honor. And the president knew more about me than I knew about him, and I was really honored when he reflected, you know, my son's service and this, that, and the other, plus knew some of the other things. And I was really very receptive of that. But again, I never thought I'd be able to do any better than that when it came to interviewing people, because we like to let you folks know what it is that we hear. When we hear it, we get a lot of different people that call into the program. And I've helped a lot of people get elected that are down there, especially south of the bay, Sarasota, Greg Stubbe, Vern Buchanan, a couple of the state people down there, the senators, and state reps. And that was just because I got involved the same way that I've gotten up here. But the thing of it is if you're polite, if you respect them, and you don't act stupid, you can get things done. And even my buddy George, who's talking to me right now, he says, amen, brother, the GOP is nervous now. New groups are forming and the following that Trump has. You're absolutely right, George. And again, the groups that are out there, you can call yourself whatever you want. You don't have to call yourself the Tampa Bay Trump Club or the Hillsboro Trump Club. You can call yourself the, maybe you want to call yourself the Pinellas Patriots or Hillsboro Freedom Fighters or something like that. Just pick a name. Toss it out there. Now, there are a lot of people that are getting involved that were never involved before, and this is good because, again, all politics are local. Remember this. You think nationally, but you act locally. And always associate with like-minded people, because you get more out of that than to have somebody come there and just want to yell and scream and this, that, and the other. And go, no, I want to, what are you talking about? I know. No, you don't want that. You want to work together and be uniform. And by the way, the other thing that we did was when we would go somewhere as a group, we all had shirts that were all the same. And we'd wear the shirts to go visit the politicians, and it really looked professional. And when we'd go somewhere as a group, when we'd go to a debate or something like that, we'd wear the shirts there too. Everybody looked the same. So again, what are we going to do now? Well, we're going to get involved at the local level. And we're going to keep pounding, and we're going to keep talking, and we're going to keep calling, and we're going to keep mailing, and we're just going to keep our feet to the fire. Because we are the people that put the people in office, not the other way around. They don't elect themselves, we vote for them. So you got to vet these cabinet candidates. Got to do that. All right. I'll be back tonight. I think it's going to be a little bit warmer tomorrow. Super Bowl, it's going to be one of those 70-some-odd degree days. Might be a little rain, but I believe it's going to be better. But I'll see you tonight on the Radio. God bless America. Stay safe. Stay warm.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.